Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Ambassador. I hope it's okay that I will also deliver a statement that addresses all agenda items. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union, the candidate countries, the Republic of North Macedonia, Montenegro, and Albania, the country of the stabilization and association process and potential candidate Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as Ukraine and the Republic of Moldova align themselves with this statement. I would like to thank Belarus for presiding over Protocol 5 meetings in 2020 and assure you of our full support and cooperation. The EU and its member states are fully committed to the objectives of Protocol 5, which plays a key role in addressing the problem of unexploded and abandoned ordnance and minimizing the serious post-conflict impact of explosive remnants of war on civilian populations. We strongly support efforts to strengthen this important instrument of international humanitarian law, promote its universalization, and enhance its implementation in order to reduce the humanitarian harm and minimize the risks and effects of ERWs. We note with concern that the level of adherence to this and other protocols to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons remains relatively low, as 2020 didn't see any new accession. In this regard, we appreciate outreach activities to promote universal adherence to Protocol 5. With a view to further strengthening the operation of this important protocol, we encourage all high contracting parties to continue their efforts towards a higher rate of national reporting, as well towards the improvement of this reporting. As the world's leading donor of humanitarian aid, the EU provides significant assistance for mine action, in particular for clearance and destruction of mines, booby traps, and explosive remnants of wars, for victim assistance and for my risk education in the most heavily affected countries and regions of the world. For us, gender mainstreaming is integral to the delivery of mine action, including through promoting women's participation and providing integrated support where appropriate. The EU and its member states look forward to working together with all high contracting parties to further advance the effective implementation of all provisions of Protocol 5. In this context, we welcome this year's expert-level discussion focusing on clearance, as ERWs continue to pose serious risks to health and safety of civilian populations in affected countries. Keeping this in mind, we welcome the technical discussion about the challenges related to survey and clearance of ERWs in urban context. In accordance with Article 4, the high contracting parties and parties to an armed conflict shall, to the maximum extent possible and as far as practicable, record and retain information on the use of explosive ordnance or abandonment of explosive ordnance and to transfer this information to facilitate the rapid clearance of ERWs. Rapid assessment and clearance can help open up access for humanitarian and health workers, protect civilians, allow IDPs and refugees to return home safely and eventually enable longer-term development. In this context, we support further sharing of information and experiences between the high contracting parties on the implementation of their obligations under Article 4. Information which is released by armed forces accurately, in a timely manner, and in a usable format, as required by Article 4, will have a positive impact on clearance, destruction, and removal of ERWs on the ground. Further work could be undertaken in particular to improve the accuracy and quality of the information. This is a prerequisite for understanding the scale and nature of contamination and designing appropriate responses, especially at a time when we face new types of contamination. The EU reaffirms its strong commitment to support actions addressing the threats of anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war, including improvised explosive devices. For the EU, victim assistance remains a core component of its mine action assistance. We reaffirm that in order for victim assistance efforts to be sustainable in the long term, they need to be integrated into broader disability policies. In 2019 only, the EU contracted projects on victim assistance in Libya, in Palestine, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. and in Ukraine. We note that Protocol 5 is a standalone instrument with its own high contracting parties, but it doesn't function in a vacuum. And therefore, areas of commonalities in the context of data collection and information management with another relevant disarmament bodies and instruments can be further discussed. Explosive ordnance contamination finds itself at the intersection of different disciplines, including security, humanitarian aid, stabilization, development, public health, and the implementation of treaty obligations. All these disciplines, where relevant and pertinent, should provide support for mine action and integrated support to mine victims. In this regard, the decision of the 2019-13 Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 to the CCW to nominate a coordinator on victim assistance as well as a coordinator on clearance and technical assistance are of paramount importance. We welcome the appointment of Mr. Muhammad Umar of Pakistan as coordinator on clearance and technical assistance, and we encourage high contracting parties to nominate, as soon as possible, a coordinator of victim assistance as well. Thank you, Mr. President.